God regretted. How can God regret anything he has done? I know that you have done things you regretted. I certainly have, and sometimes I did them with the best intentions. However, God knows what will happen and how we will respond. How then can he regret anything? 1 Samuel 15, verse 35 tells us, "And Samuel went no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel." We have a lot of life examples we can go back to. You may be able to relate to one of my experiences. My son wanted a car, and he had the money to buy it. However, I knew that he would have to spend everything he made on it once he had a car. He did not need a car, but I finally gave in and allowed him to purchase one. I regretted my decision, not because I did not know what would happen, but because I wanted what was best for him. At this point in his young life, that would be to wait on owning a car. My desire for him was that he would not have to face those expenses and maintenance problems yet. God made Saul king. Israel wanted a king because all the countries around them had one. They rejected how God chose to govern them and wanted a human in charge that they could see. God had chosen to rule through his prophets and judges. He knew what it would cost Israel to have a king, and he warned them. Finally, however, he gave them what they wanted and gave them Saul to be their king. God always regretted that he could teach them only by giving them what they wanted, knowing that a king would only be a snare to them. God made Saul king and blessed him with many victories. Saul listened to Samuel at first, and he was successful. Then Saul turned to making decisions by his standards. Finally, Saul decided that it was okay to obey only part of God's commands. Have you ever had that problem? God expects complete obedience. Because of Saul's disobedience, Israel suffered. Samuel mourned for Saul. Saul could not stand without God's support and Samuel's guidance. His sins affected every part of his life until his death. Saul did all the things that God warned the people of Israel about. He took the best of everything for his pleasure and provision. With all sin, there are consequences. Saul lost his kingdom and his family. Yes, God regretted. He knew what would happen when he gave Israel a king. God did not regret his actions. Instead, he regretted Israel and Saul's choices. Just like I knew what would happen when my son bought a car. Sometimes you have to let someone do what they want to do, even when you know the outcome will be undesirable. We must remember that all our actions have consequences. For example, we pay the price when choosing to support a political party that stands against God's word. It is not just their sin, it is ours. When we align ourselves with those standing against God and his laws, we are as guilty as they are of all sins. In our society, what Saul did would be considered correct. However, God told him what to do, and he did something else. When we do something else from what God tells us, it is always sin. It is always sin.